like to welcome back our pal, the Westchester County Executive George Latimer. Haven't spoken in a while. And George, we were just curious. There are so many problems facing New York City that we're dealing with day in, day out. And I'm just wondering if any of them are drifting up to you. Let's start with bail reform, which is such a major controversy here in the city. Are you dealing with that in Westchester County?
Well, you know, Len, Mike, most of the problems that the city has, Westchester, and I suspect this is true of the other suburbs, really have a much lesser intensity. We have, you know, one-tenth the number of people that New York City has. And so the severity of these things are much less. You know, the bail reform issue that's out there really speaks to what level of crime you have. And our crime is down, you know, fairly dramatically over the last 4 years. And that includes places like Yonkers and Mount Vernon that are urbanized settings. If you're driving through the Bronx, you really can't tell where the Bronx ends and where Mount Vernon or Yonkers begins down at that end of our county. And I think because we have much more community policing, we seem to have less of that problem, less of the recidivism problem. There are incidents that happen. There's always crime. There's always an incident of an individual. But it doesn't seem to be what I'm hearing about in the city at the same magnitude.
Well, George, as a Democrat, where do you stand on this issue? Are you with Mayor Eric Adams, who's saying, you guys have got to rethink this law because it's really hurting us? Or are you with Kathy Hochul, who said, we've made some tweaks and it's going to be fine?
I think there's additional changes needed in the law. Now, I was a state legislator before I became county executive, and I know I want to sit down and go through and be very specific about the changes that I would advocate for. And I talk to our state legislators, my former colleagues, and we talk about these things in the real world terms. But I do think what Eric Adams is facing in New York City is of a magnitude that's much greater. So what he's dealing with in the NYPD probably should have a greater weight in the decisions that are being made. But I do think there are changes that still need to be made in the law. I don't think there's any question of it. But I will tell you, I do think, and you almost never hear me talk in a very partisan way, I do think across the aisle, the Republicans are making more of it. What's happening in crime right now is not as widespread as they want you to believe. We're not seeing this people running wild in the street the minute they're out on bail. There are incidences of people doing bad things, and those have to be taken care of, no question.
Hey, on the health issue, you were right in the forefront of COVID way back when. What's doing now in your county with COVID and monkeypox?
Well, COVID, Atlanta's last look, about 3,000 active cases. The good news, even though those numbers aren't going down to like 100 active cases, 3,000 for a county of our size, is sort of a moderate amount. We're under 5% hospitalized of all the people that have active cases, meaning 95% of the people that come down with COVID are not sick enough to go to the hospital. And our fatality rate now has dropped under 1%. And, every person that dies is a tragedy. You do not want to minimize the death of a loved one. But under 1% fatality, under 5% hospitalization tells me that we're in pretty good shape. And we're a highly vaccinated county. So is Nassau. So are some of the counties in northern Jersey and Connecticut. But we're highly vaccinated. And so I think what's happening is as COVID continues, we're just not having people. They get it. They get a little sick, but they don't get really sick, and then they get over it pretty quickly. On monkeypox, the last time I looked a couple of days ago, we had 40 cases of monkeypox. So that doesn't compare in magnitude to COVID. COVID, 3,000 cases, monkeypox, 40 cases. We've had a pretty aggressive vaccination effort in our health clinic at the Westchester Medical Center. We're working with some of the targeted community organizations, some of them in the LGBTQ community, and we seem in Westchester to be delivering sufficient vaccinations. In fact, we have people coming up out of the city because we have product available that they may not have available in the city. So, but monkeypox, is a skin-to-skin transfer rather than airborne. So you're going to have a lot less cases. I think, famous last words, I think right now it's manageable in our county.
We're out of time, George. I'm sure Michael wants to know, is Wright Playland up and running well?
Yeah, it's up and running. There's a lot of reconstruction going on, Michael, so it's not the place to take your bride if she doesn't like to, go on the roller coaster, but see a little repair and improvement going on around it. Hopefully, as the year goes along, it'll be a little more inviting.
Well, I'm going to wait until it's really up and running, so I'll wait.
Right. Okay.
All right. Thanks, George.
Thanks for the update, George.
Take care.
All right. There you go.
All right.
Thanks,
I'll call
George.
You. Bye.
Yeah, I'll call you. Checks to the mail. George Latimer, the Westchester County Executive. Let's get the latest news at 7:30. Here's Joe.
That's a productive segment. Another freebie for Michael. Good.
Well, I told you I use this show to as a platform for my
He's working it.
Any contractors out there interested in
stop.
All right, let's tell you about the Staten Island ferry problems. Commuters got some issues today. The service was suspended overnight because of a severe worker shortage. A lot of guys just didn't show up. Even now, only running hourly instead of every 15 to 20 minutes like it normally would at this point. Union says there's an ongoing problem of understaffing, but there's also a labor dispute. The ferry workers have been without a contract since 2009. Mayor Adams says our criminal justice system is insane. He wants changes to bail reform. He says 80% of criminals being arrested with guns are released.
They're finding themselves back on the street within days, if not hours, after arrest. And they go on to commit more crimes within weeks, if not days.
Interesting. Governor Hochul says judges do have the discretion to hold dangerous criminals. Outdoor dining will continue in New Jersey. Governor Murphy signed a measure to extend it through 2024. Because people like it.
They've come to enjoy the new atmosphere and character and sense of place that outdoor dining has given to their neighborhoods and downtowns. And let me say this unequivocally, we want this to continue.
Yes, we do. Murphy says it's been good for restaurants. Also in New Jersey, cops are looking for a big rig truck that may be connected to a possible abduction. Worker at a car dealership on Route 130 saw a woman screaming for help inside the truck. This is a Volvo or a Mack bobtail truck. The suspect described as a bald, older white male with a beard. A decision by voters in Kansas sending shockwaves through the country. It's a state that Donald Trump won by 15 points 2 years ago, but turnout was huge for a ballot issue that had voters overwhelmingly uphold abortion rights. Democrats now feel emboldened and believe that this could be an issue for voters around the country in the midterm elections. Finally, actress Jennifer Coolidge says because of her role in American Pie, she got a lot of sexual action. The 1999 film tells the story of a bunch of high school friends who try to lose their virginity before they graduate. Coolidge played Stifler's mother in the movie and wound up sleeping with one of his friends.
There were so many benefits to doing that movie. I mean, there were about like 200 people that I would have never had slept with.
Wow.
Too much information.
I think she's kidding. TMI. I think she's kidding. But
you think so?
I don't know. I think a little,
She spoke to Variety.
That's a joke. That's kind of a joke, I think. But she's very funny. Have you ever seen her in those Christopher Guest movies? She's brilliant.
Funny.
She's great in Best in Show. Where she plays the rich woman married to the old guy. She's her dog trainer's the lesbian.
Well, for what it's worth, that's what she says. That's her story.
Well, there you go. Okay. She's sticking to it. Thanks, Joey B. When we get back, the big story of the day, former police commissioner Bill Bratton joins us. His thoughts on Mayor Adams battling Kathy Hochul over bail reform. Bill Bratton will vent next.
Bedrock USA is a new podcast exploring political extremism, life in a small town, and fights for democracy. Learn about a group of dissatisfied citizens and the various ways they set out to change their local government. Listen to the Bedrock USA podcast on the iHeartRadio app.